Topic 117, The Moon. 1. The internal fires of the moon are practically burned out, and therefore she does not shine save through reflection, having no inner fire to blend and merge with light external. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, page 60. 2. What causes the apparent deadness of the moon? Here we touch upon a hidden mystery of which the solution lies revealed for those who seek in the fact that human beings and certain groups of devas are no longer found on the moon. Man has not ceased to exist upon the moon because it is dead and cannot therefore support his life, but the moon is dead because man and these deva groups have been removed from off its surface and from its sphere of influence. Man and the devas act on every planet as intermediaries or as transmitting agencies. Where they are not found, then certain great activities become impossible and disintegration sets in. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, page 93. 3. The decay of a moon has as great an evil effect upon all that contacts it as a decaying body on earth has upon its surroundings. It is occultly offensive. The greatest effect of moon conditions is to be seen working out predominantly in the terror and present distress in the animal kingdom. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, page 795. 4. Just as the moon is a deterrent or malefic force where the earth is concerned, the productive of evil influences, so all such disintegrating bodies are equally destructive. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, page 837. 5. I would have you bear definitely in mind that today the moon is nothing more than a dead form. It has no emanation and no radiation of any kind, and therefore has no effect of any kind. The moon, from the angle of the esoteric knower, is simply an obstruction in space, an undesirable form which must someday disappear. In esoteric astrology, the effect of the moon is noted as a thought effect and as the result of a powerful and most ancient thought form. Nevertheless, the moon has no quality of her own and can transmit nothing to the earth. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 3, Esoteric Astrology, page 13. 6. The moon, as you know, is a shell, an ancient form through which the planetary logos at one time sought expression. It is slowly disintegrating physically, but not astrally as yet, and is therefore still closely linked with the astral body of the planetary logos, and therefore with the astral body of all people. Its influence is consequently more potent at the time of the full moon upon all who are unbalanced. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 4, Esoteric Healing, page 341. 7. The Full Moon, Meditation and Effects. C. Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 2, pages 25 through 27 and page 54.